You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even before the pandemic, the economy was seeing a shift to automation as companies looked for cheaper, more efficient ways to build their products or serve more customers. Now the pandemic has led to staffing shortages in multiple industries and has accelerated the trend, which means in the future, you may be more likely to order your food with a QR code, interact with a chatbot instead of a person for customer service, or use a self-operating kiosk at businesses that may never go back to the old way of doing things. Kristen Brody is a fellow at the Brookings Institution and writes for the Hamilton Project about how the pandemic is accelerating this shift. She says for many businesses, it's an economic decision.
When some companies had to close down for a time and they could afford to put in the technology, then many of them did so. And that meant that they didn't have to worry about increased wages, unions, workers' compensation, insurance, all of those sorts of things that machines don't require.
When you're looking at this, how much of the increased speed of automation is due to the tight labor market compared to the lowering cost of the tools needed for automation?
So I think workers are demanding higher wages, as they well should, but at the same time, the technology is getting cheaper, which means we are seeing certain jobs be changed or eliminated because of automation. Not saying that all jobs or even most jobs are going to be automated, but many of them are being changed and augmented because of automation.
Given the jobs that you found in your research are at higher risk of automation, are there demographic trends that tell us who's going to be most affected by this shift?
Black and Hispanic workers account for 13% and 18% respectively of the labor force, but they're overrepresented in 13 jobs that are at high risk of being automated. The jobs that have the highest risk of being automated that employ the most people are cashiers. And that job had an automation risk score of 97, meaning that 97% of the tasks associated with that job could be done by some sort of automated machine or system.
Moving forward, how do you envision the changes to automation in the workforce we've been seeing in the pandemic sticking around or not?
So the automation is going to continue, but it does mean that some of the people in those jobs can transition into doing something else that the company offers. Like, we're seeing more programming jobs, more logistics jobs, more planning for the future with solar technology or wind or whatever comes after that. So we just need to figure out how to transition people whose jobs are going away into these new jobs that are being created.
Kristen Brody with the Brookings Institution. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. John Gordon is our editor. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.